Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hello, just a quick reminder that if you like what you hear, you can bung me a couple of quid on Patreon. It's patreon.com/probablytrue. Let's get on with it, shall we?
You're listening to the award-winning Probably True. Please be aware that this podcast may contain strong language and adult themes. It would be boring otherwise.
A few weeks ago, a mate of mine had a birthday. He doesn't really like parties and stuff like that, so instead of having a big bash with him, he asked if we could go to a sauna instead. He'd not been before and he wanted to go but didn't want to be there on his own because he was a little bit nervous. For those not in the know, a gay sauna is like a normal sauna in that there are wet rooms and steam rooms and a hot tub and all that sort of thing, except it's full of gay men, so there tends to be a lot of shagging and stuff going on in there too. In fact, usually as well as the sauna and the steam room and changing rooms and stuff like that, they generally usually have little rooms that are not much bigger than a cupboard too, and they have padded benches in them where you can get to know your newest gentleman friend a bit better. Those benches are wipe clean, and usually still a bit warm. Anyway, he wanted to go to a sauna for his birthday, and who am I to refuse a friend his birthday wish? I'm not sure why he turned to me as the knowledgeable one in this kind of thing. It's not like I go a lot. You know, I've been a couple of times, I guess, every now and then, but not enough to fill up a loyalty card. Not that I have a loyalty card. I mean, I don't even know if they do loyalty cards. That'd probably be a bit weird, though. What would you get when it was full? A free bucket of bleach and a scrub down with a wire brush? Blech. Anyway, I think he just wanted someone to hold his hand. At least to start with. After a while, usually one's hands are a little full. Or so I'm told. Anyway. So off we went, paid our entrance fee, took off all our clothes in the change of room, wrapped a complimentary towel around our waists. Complimentary? It's part of what you're paying for, it's part of the service. Could you bring your own? Why would you want to? Jesus. Anyway, and we wandered in and we got steamy. This particular sauna was really nicely done out. It was more like a Swish Health Club sort of thing with lots of wood on show. Wood on show. Ah. Much nicer than the slightly grimy one that I've been to before. I could imagine sitting in this one with a smoothie and a face pack on, just relaxing and enjoying myself. Very different from what you'd normally expect to have in your hand and all over your face in a place like this. Whatever nerves my mate had must have disappeared really quite quickly. Within 5 minutes of being in the steam room, there was a random young man giving him what seemed to be quite impressive head. Some people might find it awkward to be sitting next to a friend while they're getting noshed off, but I was fine with it, to be honest. In fact, I was having a good look, in case there were any tips I could pick up while they were at it. It's always something new to learn. Anyway, after that little show, we were walking down a corridor towards a different room, and there was an older gentleman coming the other way. Since I was raised with manners, I stood aside to let him past. I like to think my parents would be proud. Maybe not in that exact instance, that would take a lot of explaining. But they'd definitely be proud of my continued politeness in all circumstances. Anyway, as he was walking past me, he grabbed my dick, and I mean a proper cop in a field, standing still with his face right up close to mine kind of a way. I nearly broke his nose. My mate didn't see all this as he was in front of me and still enthusiastically bouncing around exploring different rooms, and presumably making even more friends. So once I'd shoved this guy away and told him to fuck right off, I joined my mate in the dry room. We spent a minute kind of arranging our towels artfully to show off the goods without actually showing them off. You know, a bulge here, a bit of skin peeking through just there, you know, that sort of thing, just arranging it all. I told him what had happened, and then I just tried to gloss over it and kind of, well, we are in a sauna, I suppose that sort of thing's expected, isn't it? And then I thought, that doesn't make it okay. And I found myself in this rather odd position of being naked, sweaty, and angling for hot guys to play with while simultaneously talking about the finer points of consent. I know where that thought comes from, to be honest. I've been there quite a few times. Dingy little gay bars in the countryside, populated almost exclusively by handsy old men who think a cheeky squeeze on the way past is absolutely fine. To be honest, I've done it myself before. Back in the days before I knew better, and I could have used the phrase, it's happened to me so it's fine if I do it to someone else, without actually wanting to punch myself in the face. I would get drunk and handsy with people. It's not something I'm proud of in any way, but at the time I didn't see a problem with it. I just thought I was being cheeky. And now when I think back about that sort of shit, I cringe and shout at my younger self for being such a dick. But no amount of that will change anything. We can't go back and stop ourselves doing awful shit. All we can do is try to be a better person today than we were yesterday. So with that in mind, here's the kind of conclusion of what me and my friend decided while we were sat there with these towels on. It doesn't matter where you are or what you're wearing, no one gets to touch you without your express permission. I could have been walking through that sauna with a towel hung on my dick like a coat hook, and I can do that, I've been practicing, and it would still be inappropriate for anyone to touch me unless I said they could. Another example was a lovely friend of mine who decided to march at Pride wearing nothing but a thong and a rainbow-coloured string vest. He was a big boy, so he really filled that pouch. It was lovely to watch, kind of just slapping around, really kind of pendulous and heavy. And anyway, not the point. Afterwards, he complained that his day had been ruined because people kept groping him. And without even thinking, I opened my mouth to say, well, you were showing it off a bit. But I stopped myself and thought about it. Because there's no possible situation that you can be in where the phrase, if you didn't want to be assaulted, you shouldn't have worn such skimpy clothing, that can never be an okay response. For one thing, who gets to decide what's acceptable and what's slutty and asking for it? That's a very slippery slope. But the bigger issue here is that any response along those lines shifts the blame away from the one doing the groping, as if they're somehow entirely unable to control themselves, and it's the one in the skimpy outfit's fault for somehow inflaming their ardour and tempting them into an uncontrollable fit of gropiness, or worse. Ugh. Any man who can't stop himself from touching someone without permission shouldn't be allowed out in public in the first place, and anyone who doesn't understand why that's wrong needs a good kicking. There's a social contract in there, I think, you know. You don't touch me without my permission, and I won't beat the snot out of you. Seems fairly straightforward in my eyes. Not that permission was too much of a problem for my friend in the sauna. He was giving it out left, right and centre. I was impressed more than anything. That boy can really go for it. I think one of his parents must have been Tigger, and the other one was probably very sore. He was having a great time, at least from the few minutes when I got to talk to him while he was getting his breath back, he seemed to be having a good time. But then he'd catch someone else's eye and be off again. I'm surprised there was any sex left for anyone else to have that night. And to be honest, it's a good job we were at the classier sauna. The grimier one that I'd been to before had a room with a sling in it, a hammock-like arrangement where you could just lie back and let people line up to take their turn. If there'd been one of those in this place, he'd probably still be there now. I think rather than a card, he'd have preferred shares in Jurex, or a gallon of lube, and one of those little cushions to sit on afterwards.
This was Probably True, the award-winning storytelling series written and produced by me, the award-winning Scott Flashheart. If you liked what you've heard, you could share it with your friends, leave a positive iTunes review, and sign up at probablytruepodcast.com. If you didn't like it, you can find me on Twitter as UnlikelyLad. Come at me, bro.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.